Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Jesus gave a parable in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24 to 25, showing us what wisdom is. Say wisdom. Yeah. I know many people can give different definitions to wisdom, but per the scriptures, Jesus said that, therefore, whosoever heareth these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Praise God. Whosoever heareth these words. So there's one thing to hear, which means there's one thing to know. And there's another thing. But anyone who hears and does is likened to a wise man. Is somebody here with me? Which means wisdom is knowing the right thing to do from the word of God and doing it. Wisdom is knowing the right thing from the word and doing it. It is knowing the right way to go and going there. It is also knowing the right step to take and taking it. It is also knowing the right turn of life and turning it. So wisdom is not somebody who can just speak. You know, there are people who are very versed with words. They know how to talk. Praise God. They know how to give proverbs. Say proverbs. You know, there are some people, every line, every sentence they speak, they will begin to tell you all kinds of proverbs. Hey, this guy is wise. No. Wisdom is not only in your talking. It is knowing the right thing from the word of God and not doing it. So you can talk, give word salad, and do everything. If there is no action, it doesn't amount to what? Wisdom. Praise God. So he that heareth these words and doeth them is likened to be a wise man. Praise God. In the kingdom of God, there are things that we need to know and do. That is stewardship. The things we need to know and do. And when we know these things, Bible says that we are wise, and therefore we are building our house on a rock. You are building, the word house can represent your life. You are building it on the rock, whereby when the rains come, when the snow or the storms come, your house, which is your life, will still be standing. So anybody who becomes a child of God must know the privileges, the things that are in the kingdom, and must do them. And must do them. We are not in church only to know, but we are in church also to know and to do. That makes us wise. When the word of God comes to you, it comes to show so that you walk in it. It comes to teach so that you can practice it. It didn't just come just for you to know. There are many people who know. In fact, people don't need to even sit in church and know about God and know the things that you know here. The difference between those who know from outside and those who know in the church is that those who know in the church also practice it. But those who know from the outside, they don't practice them, and that makes the difference. So if you're also in church and you hear these sayings and you don't practice it, Bible says you are not wise. Say, I am wise. What makes you a wise person is when you know something and you are hot doing it. Somebody is blessed. So just for our introduction today, we want to move to the next lesson. That is what we are doing for today. Now, in Luke chapter number 2, verse number 49, serving God is a big time. In other words, let me come again. service is one of the things that we need to know in the church and do. That is all about stewardship. Service. Jesus made an emphatic statement right here in Luke 2:49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Why are you looking for me? Don't you know that I must be on my Father's business? This is Jesus speaking. You and I must understand that serving God is a big time business. Tap somebody and say it's a big time business. I know some of you may be start wondering, but what actually is business? What is business? Business is any venture one engages for the purpose of profiting. Business is any venture that one engages in for the purpose of what? Profiting. Anything that you do in order to profit is business. Sometimes we have narrowed our thinking that profit has to be money. Profit has to be what? No. But profit is not necessarily money. But anything that you gain out of something can be profit. And any adventure that seeks to bring profit is business. Isaiah chapter number 59, verse number 19. Isaiah 59, verse number 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. What a blessing. This is prophet. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, his glory from the rising of the sun. When you fear the Lord, when you serve the Lord, when you give your life to the Lord, when you commit yourself to the kingdom advancement, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will do what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is an automatic, quick response of protection for everyone that serves the Lord. That is a prophet. See, that is a prophet. No, that is weak. Are you talking to me? Then he talked and let me hear. Say, that is a prophet. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Say, the work of the Lord.
Praise God.
The work of the Lord is what? And he's encouraging us, saying that we should be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not what? Are you here with me? Everybody read me. Everybody go. Starting from the top. Go. In the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. He said, do not be moved. Be steadfast. Abounding. Doing more. Doing more of the work. Doing more. Get yourself in it. Let it consume you. Abound in it. Praise God. The work. People wake up every morning and they go to work. What makes work a work? What makes work a work? What makes a work is that, number one, it is consistent. Tell somebody it is consistent. Yes, you go every day, unless it is what? Weekends. Even weekends, people do what? Go. People still go weekends. Right now, as we are in church, somebody is at work. Amen. It is what? It is what? What makes work a work? What makes a work? Consistent, yes. Praise God. Number two, what makes a work? It is repetitive. Repetitive. Work is what you do every day. See, and sometimes you have to do the same thing. Actually, one of the things that made me bored with banking, is that you wake up in the morning, you go and you do the same every day. If it is input of checks, be putting it down. That's the way you do. Debiting and crediting, that's all. Praise God. Funds transfer. Then that is all. It is what? Repetitive. Work is repetitive. Say work is repetitive. Praise God. Again, what makes a work? You rise up early. You rise up what? Early. I haven't seen anybody who is serious with his work and who goes to the work late. No, even if you are doing your own work, you must show some discipline of what? Going to the work what? Early. So what makes a work work is that you go very hard early. I don't know if you are operating your own shop and you wait at 10 o'clock, 9, 11 o'clock before you go and open your door. Do you know the number of customers you would have missed from 8 o'clock till that time? You have no idea. Praise God. Praise God. What makes a work? Sometimes you close late. That makes it a work. Write it. Amen. Yes. Sometimes you do what? You close late. What makes a work? Can somebody give me one more? You meet people that you don't know at the workplace, and because of the work, you love them by force. People who you wouldn't have met anywhere, but because of what? The work. You meet them and you have to something against you and you have done what? No, I'm talking to you and you have done what? You have stopped the word because somebody didn't talk to you nicely. Eh? You have stopped the work because a colleague of yours has done what? Offended you. Do you know? I have stopped the work. Kai, you don't know what you're about. But I haven't seen some before. I have done what? At worst, if the boss is trying to frustrate you, but not a colleague. Somebody who has also been employed like you have been on. Employed. Then you say that the person has offended you, so you have stopped them. That makes a work a work. So in the work, you still work when people are offending you. You don't stop. You don't do what? You stop. Praise God. Again, what makes a work a work? Somebody give me one more. You show commitment. Because if you play like a Kadesika game, are you writing it? Yes. If you play truancy, you will be sacked. You will be sacked. You will be sacked. Hey, you show what? Commitment. Work is work because there is commitment. Everybody in the work is committed to the progress of what? The work. Someone is blessed. Can give me one more. What makes a work a work? By now you should be thinking. Yes. Huh? You do it with all what? Seriousness. It links up with the commitment. But add it. Because listen, if you don't do it well, you will not be promoted. Praise God. How many of you know that if you don't do it well, you'll not be promoted? Yes. That makes work what? The work. One more. Last one. Yes. Huh? You do the work with passion. Write it. Good points. What makes a work? Hey. You have no idea the passion people have for their work. Praise God. Amen. You've got to work like, I see, that is all. And listen, if you are in Ghana this day, in these days, and by the grace of God, you have a work that you are comfortable with, and you don't do it with passion, eh? When you lose that work, because it is hard these days to come by what? Job. So once you have a job, you must do it with all passion. One last one. What makes a work a work? Yes? At the work, we show what? I've talked about it, but write it. Because listen, as I said, you are not there to make friends at the work. But because of the work, must become friends to the people you meet there. And how do you do that? By showing respect. Respect. If you don't respect the person, you also not be all respected. Praise God. Taking last one. This one is last one. Amen. So what makes a work is that it is a team work. Write that one too. I'm going to check everybody's news. It is what? Praise God. But above all, what makes a work, is that it has what? Remuneration. It has what? Wages or salary. Praise God. So when you compare salary and the work of God, there is no difference. There is no difference. He said that my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. The word steadfast is a lot. It's a lot. It combines all that we have said. And unmovable. Don't be shaky in the work. Don't do the work anyhow. Hey, convenient. I've never seen anybody who wakes up and go to work at his convenience. Today you won't go. Then you wait after a week, then you go. Then when you go for 3 days, then you stop. Then you come and sleep at home. You sleep 5 days, then you go back. What do you think will be happening? Praise God. Is somebody here with me? Yes. He said that, be unmovable. Always abounding in what? The work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor will not be what? Everybody who works knows that at the end of the day, there's going to be what? Salary. Praise God. In the same way, the kingdom of God, serving God, is a business. It's a work that brings what? Remuneration. I pray that somebody will come to this realization. No, your amen is weak for me. I said I pray that somebody will come to this realization. Hallelujah. You know now people attend to secular words with all seriousness, but when it comes to the work of God, they think they are doing it for the pastor. Hey, I must say a co-worker. Like, I'm a co-worker like who? At the end of the day, we are all going to receive our labor and the reward of our labor. Don't think that the church is for me. No. We are all co-workers. Praise God. As we are working, I'm working. And we, as we are all working, hey, everybody will receive its word, reward. He said that our labor in the Lord, it is God we are serving. It is Jesus that we are all serving. No man. Praise God. Go to Luke chapter 10 verse 8. 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 He says that, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Praise God. Now Jesus was sending his disciples to go on missionary, to go and work, to go and work. And he told them that, look, as you are going, take no purse. The fact that he said they shouldn't take their purse means they shouldn't take what? Their money. Take no tonic, no suit, or anything. Just go. I'm sending you, just what? Go. But he said that when you go and you are received, eat such things that are what? That will be set before you. Praise God. Praise God. A good laborer is worthy of his pay or of his reward. A good laborer. Praise God. So, serving God or the kingdom of God is likened to a business. How is serving God a big time business? How is serving God a big time business? Now write it. How is serving God a big time business? Number one, because it has many returns. It has many returns. When you invest in it, it by serving, it has many odd returns. Someone is blessed. Let's see some of the returns. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. Now it said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I'll take sicknesses away Hallelujah. Continue. There shall nothing cast thee young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days will I hold of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's look at it one by one. What are the returns of kingdom stewardship or serving the Lord? Number one, he blesses our bread and water. 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 When you serve God, one of the returns, or one of the profits that you get is that he blesses our bread and water. Prayer that makes your food wholesome. No. Some of you, your prayers don't work. You know your prayers don't work. Hallelujah. And you don't even take time to pray. You don't take time to pray. But before the food will come, by your service, it has already been sanctified. Those who said amen, I see God doing it for you. Hallelujah. Again, what is the next return based on the scripture? Number two, he takes sicknesses away from the midst of us. He takes sicknesses away from the midst of us. He takes sicknesses away from the midst of us. He takes sicknesses away from the midst of us. Number three, what are the returns in serving God? Number three, he stops every form of miscarriage. He stops every form of what? Miscarriage. He stops every form of miscarriage. Every form of miscarriage. That means that there shall be none casting their young. None barren and none doing what? Casting their young. You can imagine. You think barrenness is normal or a biological issue. It's spiritual. Amen. And then again, what is the next return? He turns barrenness into fruitfulness. So he does not only take it from us, barrenness from us, but he turns it into what? Fruitfulness. Somebody is blessed. Number five, he satisfies us with long life. Your amen is weak. So these are some of the profitings, returns, when somebody serve the Lord in the kingdom, which is a business. Praise God. Many of you, when you work, and it's a good work, your employer pays what you call your SNIT. Am I right? Yes. There are times he also give you hospital what? He pays your hospital bill. But then, even though he gives you lifetime savings, that is your snake, he can't keep you from dying. He can't stop you from what? Praise God. Even though he pays for your hospital bills, do you know that he can't stop you from getting sick? He can't stop you from what? Getting sick. Can't stop you from getting sick. You can. But when we serve God, he prevents sicknesses from us. Hallelujah. And he causes us to live long. satisfy us with all long life. Somebody is blessed today. Hallelujah. Good. So, assessing the blessings in the kingdom through kingdom stewardship. And last week we understood that one of the service that we render to God that really is a heart of God of all services is soul winning. Tell somebody soul winning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing the right thing to do and doing it. Knowing the right step to take and doing what? Taking it makes you a wisdom person. Amen. So, in serving God through soul winning, we come to the place where we begin to flow with divine wisdom. We begin to flow with what? Divine wisdom. Praise God. Mark chapter 16, verse number 20. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 30. Quickly, my time is almost up. Mark 16, 20. Proverbs 13, 30. And the Bible says that, and they went forth and preached everywhere. And the Lord working with them and confirming the word with what? Signs following. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. As they took the step, as they started acting on what they knew, the Bible said that there was a stream of flow, outflow of what? Miracles, signs and wonders. When we are committed in acting on what God wants us to do, when we know it, we begin to flow with divine word, wisdom. Praise God. When they went say the Lord was working with them, bringing in signs and what? Wonders. I pray for somebody today that you will begin to stream with wisdom because you are acting on God's word. Someone is blessed. Amen. Give me 2 Chronicles 15, 12 to 15. 2 Chronicles 12 to 15. The Bible says that, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their father with all their heart and all their word, their soul. And let's look at what happened. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or what? Great. Whether man or woman. Continue. And they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting, with trumpets, and with all cornets. Let's see what the Lord did. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their whole desire. Praise God. And he was found of them. And the Lord did what? Gave them rest round about. I pray for somebody today. as you commit yourself in serving the Lord by way of soul winning, the Bible says that he will do all, give you rest right about. You have no idea what it means to have rest right about. It is a realm or a dimension that you start operate where even your enemies become your allies. God will make them to be your friends. Those who hate you will be your promoters. It is a realm that you start to operate because God has settled you and has given you rest to the extent that he does not allow them to fight your cause anymore. It is a realm where you get everything moved straight. No crooked ways. Mountains are made flat before you. And you move without any valley in your life. Someone is blessed. I said someone is blessed. And I pray that as you commit yourself to God and to his service, especially the winning of souls, may the Lord give you rest round about. I said, may the Lord give you rest round about. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. So this morning, who is a wise person? The one who knows the writing from the Word of God. And then what? Doing it. The one who knows the right step. And doing what? Taking it. Somebody is blessed. What do you know today? And what steps are you taking towards it? Those who are blessed in the kingdom are not those who know, but they are those who knows and does what? Act upon it. You are not growing in Christ because there are many things you know, but there are few things you are practicing. I pray that know things and also practice them as the Lord is leading you this morning. In Jesus' name, be on your feet. Come on, you can do it better. Come on, you can do it better. Hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.